You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Well, you have already been blessed today with a wonderful sharing sermonette that Matt and Brian were able to give you about their moment at Kairos. You have already heard the Word of God as well. As we were singing our opening song, 10,000 Reasons. Was I the only one that had my hair stand up? You know, what a great song. And then we sang Shout to the Lord. I think that might have been the very first really like cool contemporary song that I ever learned back when many, many years ago. And so when that song came on, the Word of God has already come to you. Even when we just sang the gospel acclamation from the old Lutheran Book of Worship. Anybody else remember that from like years ago? Yeah, we knew it. We could say it ourselves. Even that was a moment for me to feel the Word of God. And so the reality is, you have already heard a sermon today. See, the Holy Spirit has already encountered you. Through the gift of the songs, through the sharing, the witnessing of people's faith, indeed, through the words of Scripture that we've heard. See, one of the beautiful gifts of this moment, when I'm able to stand up and share the Word of God with you, is that I know already that you have already heard from God. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. My wife preached a sermon many years ago that is somewhat famous now, at least in our household and with some of our friends. And in the sermon, she preached this. She started the sermon by saying, "The Holy Spirit is creepy." Seriously, that's how she started. The Holy Spirit is creepy. And as I shared as a preamble for this church service, I shared a little bit about that today. George asked me, and I said it was a great idea, we probably should have done it, is that our prelude should have been the music to the Addams Family. Remember that? Yeah, excellent. You guys remember that. That was excellent. We did it. We did it. And so my take on what Heidi meant when she said the Holy Spirit is creepy is this. It's like I shared just before. The Holy Spirit encounters us and comes into our lives when we least expect it. It can come when we're in no way looking for it. It can come in places that we would never imagine. And oftentimes, it will come to us and it will cause us to feel a little bit of fear. Indeed, when the Holy Spirit is active, it's going to call us into places that we would just rather not go. Or maybe it is calling us beyond our comfort zone into places where God wants to bless us and lead us, but we cannot quite yet see it. In that sense, the Holy Spirit is like, as Jesus talked about, the thief in the night, the one who comes to come into our lives unexpectedly, yet a God and a Spirit that comes into our lives to share with us the truth. I've had two major encounters with the Holy Spirit. Not to mention the millions that we have all the time. Like I've already, the Holy Spirit's been here in the midst of worship. I've felt that deeply. But I've had two major encounters. Close encounters with the spiritual kind, if they say. One was in college, and I was at a spiritual weekend for college kids, and I was bringing a message about God's love and grace to a whole group of kids. And when I did that, after doing that, I went into the little chapel that we had set up, and I got on my knees, and I started crying, just uncontrollably. There's no way to explain it other than that it was otherworldly. And as I was just crying, I felt this presence all over me, just engulfed me. And I just remember saying, "Dear God, I give my life to you. Use me as your instrument." And you don't know how many times since then I've said to myself, "What was I thinking?" because God did. And God called me from what I saw as my path in life into the ministry, and I was so scared. But that encounter with the Holy Spirit called me down this new path. The second time I had this kind of otherworldly experience with the Holy Spirit was the week, the Thursday night prior to the Friday that I came here for the second time to preach for this congregation. And I had visited, and you had made me primary candidate, and I was coming to preach. And I was nervous, and I was fearful, because I wasn't sure what I wanted. I knew Bethel was an awesome congregation. I was excited about it. I was fearful that you might not like me, but I was also fearful that you might. And that I would have to leave the comfort zone of where I had been for 13 years. And I was putting together this sermon, and I didn't know what to say. But finally, after engaging that, as the Holy Spirit helped me, I then went to bed. And as I went to bed, I was praying to God, and I had nothing. Nothing I can say about this will do justice to it. As I laid down, I prayed for peace, and I got what Scripture calls the peace that surpasses all understanding and keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It was a moment of peace that you felt like, literally, I said, I don't ever want to leave this experience. It was kind of like a mountaintop where Peter says, it's good that we should be here, Lord. Let me make these dwellings and just live here forever. That moment of peace, I was like, I don't ever want to leave this. And that was my sign for me from God that I was coming to Bethel. Now, if you guys wouldn't have liked me, I'd have been like, look, you don't have a choice. God's already done this. And so, fortunately, it worked out. But both of those experiences, this encounter with the Holy Spirit, was definitely creepy in the sense that I did not expect it. It gave me a little bit of fear, and it caused me to go places that I did not really want to go. But the reality is that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift that Jesus tells us leads us into truth. And the reality is God was leading me into the truth of what my life is to be. And God does the same thing in your life as well. We don't always have these otherworldly experiences, but as the Spirit works in you and upon you, as we are open to it, as our ears are open and our eyes are open, friends, we will see that God is gently guiding or pulling, leading us into the path that Jesus would have us go. This week, as we were doing devotions, Heidi and I, we came across this quote from Father Thomas Keating, which I believe speaks to the truth that God has for you and for me and for all of us in this world. You see, as the Spirit leads us into the truth that's going to call us to wherever He may be leading us, we are also reminded of this. Nothing is more beautiful than the uniqueness that God has created. You don't have to create the beauty because you already have the beauty. You don't have to create the freedom. You already have it. You don't have to create the image of God in you because you have already been given it. You don't have to win over God's love. You have more than you know what to do with already. You see, the great truth that the Holy Spirit will always lead us into, the great truth of Christ, is that there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it was those words that I shared this week and prayed over and over with our brother Lee Rathman. As Lee was experiencing that which we just sang about. And on that day, when my strength is failing, when the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending 10,000 years and forevermore. As Lee and I sat there holding hands, in praying those words from Romans 8, that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then it reminds us that the Holy Spirit is always working to remind you of that, that you are the beauty, that you have been given the freedom, that you have been made in the image of God, and that there is nothing that you can ever do that can keep you from that love of the one who continually comes to you to share with you that very truth. And it is that truth that sustains us from the moment that we are born to that last day. And in that moment, we too can sing praises. We too can give thanks to God. In all aspects and in all moments of life, we can come to know that our God has claimed us and named us, blesses us, redeems us, and saves us. That is the truth of God. And while the Holy Spirit may be creepy from now, from time to time in our lives, this truth never changes. That the Spirit comes to remind you of how beautiful, loved, free, and special that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.